by Robin Titus for AD 38.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett faced stiff opposition from Democrats at today's confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill. Senator Dianne Feinstein says she wishes Barrett would give a sense of how she rule on abortion.
On something that is really a major cause with major effect on over half of the population of this country, who are women, after all, it's distressing not to get a straight answer.
But Barrett says she will not announce whether she believes Roe versus Wade should be overturned.
I can't pre-commit or say, yes, I'm going in with some agenda, because I'm not. I don't have any agenda. I have no agenda to try to overrule Casey. I have an agenda to stick to the rule of law and decide cases as they come.
Barrett avoided taking positions on a variety of subjects and rulings, saying it would be inappropriate to do so. The Supreme Court has ordered an end to this year's 2020 census.
Due to coronavirus impacts and delays, the Census Bureau had originally proposed to extend the apportionment deadline from the end of July to the end of October and the accompanying reporting deadline from December 31st until April. This proposal passed the Democrat-controlled House but was not taken up in the Republican-controlled Senate. Added to this dispute was a July order from the President directing the Census Bureau to have the apportionment count exclude people who were in the country illegally. That case is still pending an appeal before the Supreme Court. George Bonzani reporting.
With Election Day just 3 weeks away, President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden concentrated Tuesday on battleground states both see as critical to clinching an Electoral College victory, tailing their travel to best motivate voters who could cast potentially decisive ballots. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 157 points, the NASDAQ dropped 12, the S&P lower by 22. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns.
We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with an average settlement of 3 cents on the dollar.
Call us today
at 1-800-TAX-1176.
And we will explain all the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start. Again, that number is
1-800-TAX-1176.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. President Trump is on his way back to Nevada on Sunday. with an outdoor rally in Elko. He is expected to continue to Las Vegas from there. The Review Journal sources a poll which found that both Biden and Trump are within 2 points, which is within the margin of error in the state of Nevada, which Hillary Clinton won in 2016 by 2.4% of the vote. With tens of thousands of unemployed Nevadans waiting for that $300 check, state officials say payments could be coming soon. Nevada was awarded more than $423 million in federal funds to pay eligible filers $300 a week for 6 weeks. Officials at the state unemployment office say payment through the Lost Wages Assistance Program could start by mid to late October. Well, team officials say they are no longer trying to trade popular goalie Marc-Andre Fleury of the Golden Knights. General Manager Kelly McCrimmon says the team will continue to pair Fleury with the newly signed goalie Robin Lehner next season. Fleury, a 3-time Stanley Cup champion with the Pittsburgh Penguins, has 2 years remaining on his contract with the Golden Knights.
KICQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
We're getting some volumes right now on the Southern Beltway, 215 West at Valley Verde. Moderate flows as you work your way through the resort area of the 15, mainly between Hacienda and Sahara. And those lane restrictions between Cheyenne and Craig, both directions on the 15, that is causing some delays there.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We are now just 21 days from a presidential election. Early voting begins on Saturday. On Sunday, we will see the president, certainly in Elko and most probably here in Las Vegas. New polling out that indicates it is a dead heat in the state of Nevada. I said if we keep seeing surrogates, Don Jr., the president, others from the first family, if we still see them in the final 3 weeks, we are definitely in play. Joining us now to analyze what's been going on, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And Megan, we got ourselves a race here in Nevada.
Yes, we do. And, you know, we have to remember that Donald Trump only lost by 27,000 votes here in Nevada. And I believe that actually his numbers will grow and are growing. That's evident from some of the polling, but it's also evident from many of the yard signs and bumper stickers and rallies that I have seen here in Nevada. We have people that are entering the political fray for the first time. Perhaps people that didn't like him maybe the first time around are joining the tent. And the tent continues to expand, specifically with people of color. His demographics are probably the strongest amongst people of color than any Republican president. And we see this in the polling numbers and the favorability ratings amongst Hispanics, Latinos, and Black Americans.
And you know what's interesting? I have a friend who was staying at the Wynn over the last few days, and 90% of the culinary workers that he ran into, bartenders, that kind of thing, servers, 90% said they're going to vote for Trump. 90%.
Right. Well, and I think we're going to see that, too, because of exactly what Sisolak has done, and many are equating what Sisolak has done to this state with what Joe Biden will do with this country. Joe Biden has pledged that he would mandate masks across the whole country. He would shut down the country again. And we see what those types of draconian, unscientific mandates have done to our state. Many of the culinary workers were out of work, and some of my girlfriends out of work for 6 months, and some of them still remain unemployed. And so when they try to use DETR and collect unemployment, they're still getting the runaround, and we're into this for 6 months. And so the Democrats don't have a good track record. They haven't had a good track record for a long time. They speak a great game, but if you're the least bit intellectually curious and you believe that actions speak louder than words, then the actions of the Democrats aren't doing any favors to the working class of Nevada.
I want you to look at independents. The independents in Nevada are favoring the president by a four-point margin, 38-34, but 13% of those independents are undecided. What do you think will sway them?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, Kevin, I really don't. I mean, how can you be this undecided with 21 days to go, really? I mean, you're looking at a president with a track record in 47 months compared to a vice president who hasn't really accomplished much of anything in 47 years. You also have, prior to the China virus, you had a robust economy. So if you're, you know, an independent because you are perhaps conservative on economic issues and more liberal on social issues, if economic issues are guiding your voting habits, then Donald Trump would be your man. We had and continue to have one of the greatest economies. Manufacturing is coming back. Our job numbers are looking good. We had the best economy at the end of February that we had had in recorded 70 years, I believe it was. Lowest unemployment on record, et cetera. So I really can't wrap my mind around the people who are still undecided. I think the choice is pretty clear, especially when you're looking at the numbers.
And nationwide, the number of undecideds is like 2% or something. It's amazing. According to Barb Zagafsky, the voter registration figures, 38% of Nevada voters are Democrats, 32% are Republicans. Are we making up ground here, or are we losing ground to the Democrats?
Well, it looks like perhaps we are gaining ground in the independent category, but certainly when it comes to voter registration, we are gaining ground on the Democrats. Our voter registration numbers look very, very strong. We're registering more Republicans than ever before. And, you know, I think part of the problem with the number of Democrat registrations, perhaps those are old registrations. Perhaps they're the registrations of dead people. Perhaps the registrations that still remain on the books from people who have moved. Kevin, it's no secret, I tweeted out last week that one of my girlfriends received a dead man's ballot. He has been dead for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Another one of my friends received two ballots of two men that he has no idea who they are that arrived at his address. And, oh, by the way, he's a lawyer. And, oh, by the way, my girlfriend who received the dead man's ballot is a lawyer, too. So who knows what those Democrat registrations, if they're really true registrations, but the dead man's ballot that she received was a registered Democrat.
Let me switch gears because we don't have lots of time, but Amy Coney Barrett is still being interrogated by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Marsha mm-hmm. Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, is asking questions now. I'm curious. She's been on stage from 6 a.m. our time, and she's not going to be done till 6 o'clock our time. 12 straight hours with about a half hour for lunch. This woman's constitution is like off the charts.
Yeah, she definitely has the temerity. She definitely has the strength, and she definitely has the brain. She is the brightest person, I believe, in that room. Especially when you look at the hack senators like Toronto, you know, cross-examined, if you will, for lack of a better word, after these absolutely dumb questions, ignorant questions, accusing her of bigotry, et cetera, just because she used, sexual preference when referring to the LGBTQIAMNLOP. and then you watch Kamala Harris, you know, pine on for a half an hour, actually speaking about nothing. Cory Booker interrupted her. He's a mental midget. Cory Booker interrupted her 8 times in 9 minutes. She is an absolute peach, if I could use that word, of a woman. strong, extraordinarily brilliant, and she will be our next Supreme Court justice, whether the Democrats like it or not.
Will she be a factor in the outcome of the election 21 days from now?
I think we're going to need a full Supreme Court for the election 21 days from now because Mark Elias has filed to date over 70 lawsuits challenging state voting laws. We have a whole variety of shenanigans that have been going on with mail-in ballots and absentee ballots. There is a difference. We're finding ballots in dumpsters. We're finding ballots in dishes. In Miami, they contracted with a printer in Cleveland who can't get out ballots in time due to a production glitch. Over in Virginia, someone cut a cable wire so no one could register to vote on the last day of registration, which was today. And see, this is what happens, Kevin. This is what happens when the Democrats, in their quest for power, not in fairness, in their quest for power, decide to change in haste election laws in order to give them more power, and then they don't validate that process. It would be like me changing a robust manufacturing process and just changing it and then running it without validation. Of course there's going to be mistakes. The Democrats decided to turn the whole entire electoral system on its head through the use of lawsuits and unelected officials, change election laws, change the rules. All of a sudden, everyone gets the ballot. And now we have in Nevada dead people getting ballots, strangers getting ballots, former tenants. Oh, I forgot. Well, my other girlfriend, she's got two people voting in her household. She received three ballots, one from an old tenant. So, you know, these types of trial, and it wasn't a good time to try something new within months of the election, but the Democrat exploited the virus in order to try to gain more power and unseat the president.
Are we going to need a revote?
You know, I don't think so. I hope not. I hope it doesn't turn out in the sense that we've got, you know, hanging chads, so to speak. But the Democrats always try to find ballots. Right now they're trying to get 6 or 9 extra days in Wisconsin so they can count ballots, and they'll try to find and count as many until they get the win. I hope we don't have a recount. I hope that President Trump's showing, specifically in the Rust Belt states, now that we know that Joe Biden will ban fracking and basically hand our energy independence over to China. I'm hoping that the Rust Belt states come out strong. I think Florida is going to come out strong for Trump. North Carolina is kind of a toss-up right now. Nevada's a toss-up. But if we get the Rust Belt in Florida and if we get that showing, unless, of course, Wisconsin decides to count ballots for 9 days after the election, I don't think we're perhaps going to need the Supreme Court, but we do need a full Supreme Court because of all the shenanigans that the Democrats have pulled in the last few months with these election laws and mail-in ballots.
The president yesterday was in Sanford, Florida. At this hour, he is in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. He will be here on Sunday in Elko, definitely, most probably Las Vegas as well. What do you make of where he is? Does that tell you what states are still in play?
Yeah, very important states. You know, he's going to Florida, very important state. Pennsylvania, extraordinarily important. Nevada, again, important state, because we are a swing state. And so, yeah, he is going to be targeting these swing states where, you know, the quote-unquote polls show that he's within a percentage point lead, et cetera. So these are the states that he'll continue to target. I think Joe Biden called a lid on his campaign again very early. Joe Biden continues to falter. He continues to flail. And we know that Joe Biden is just the figurehead. He's just the placeholder. Nancy Pelosi basically admitted that in her stunt that she pulled earlier this week, or late last week, rather, when she was talking about the 25th Amendment. She said, oh, this isn't about Trump. And we're like, yeah, it's about Biden. Biden basically said he got confused between Senator Robert Byrd and Ted Kennedy yesterday. He referred to Mitt Romney as the Mormon. He couldn't remember Mitt Romney's name. He said he was in Pennsylvania or something, and he was in Delaware or vice versa. He gave a website that doesn't even exist to his, 10 people that showed up for his rally. So the writing's on the wall for Joe Biden one way or the other. If he does win the presidency by some freak of nature, he's not going to be president for 4 years. The Democrats are already planning on how they're going to oust him.
More coming up with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Breaking news, layoffs forced early retirements buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
My son is 10. He has brain tumor, and he's fighting for his life. We are so amazed by St. Jude. We don't have to pay, and we don't have to worry. This really helps us so much. I really respect people who donate. Tommy can have a second chance. We as a family can have a second chance. So I'm very grateful.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local. Brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Have you seen those? Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Joining us, as she does every week, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And Megan, I don't know if you saw it, supposedly 10-plus million people have already cast their ballots. We know that there's a tight race here in Nevada. Do we know who these 10 million people are? Are they young? Are they old? Are they Republicans? Are they Democrats?
We have no idea. I mean, they could be dead for all we know. I have no idea. You know, it just shows that, you know, there's a lot of people that obviously are living in fear or want to vote by mail. I know many people. I'm the type of person that likes to go to the polls. I actually switched my registration, Kevin, to Washoe County. My vote's going to go a lot farther here, and I can do a little bit more good deeds with my votes up here, especially locally. So I will be going to the local polling place to cast my ballot.
Are you going to early vote, or are you going to vote on Election Day?
I haven't decided yet, quite frankly. I might vote early. I might vote on Election Day. I haven't decided.
Well, I figured out that I didn't trust the U.S. Postal Service. I don't trust ballot harvesters, who will be more than happy to take your vote in and take it to the polling center. I just want to be there and see my ballot be counted.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You know, I always watch the left. I always watch their Twitter accounts. And today, one of the groups that I believe is in charge of ballot harvesting, or at least advocated for it, said, join us. We're going to march to the polls. Now, see how quickly this changes, Kevin? So now I guess it's okay to march to the polls. It's okay to go to the polls after the left hijacked this COVID and exploited this COVID moment in time and then used this exploitation to change all of our election laws here in Nevada. But now that they've changed all the laws, now they want to march to the polls. When just last month they were telling us it's just too dangerous to go outside.
What do you think Election Day will look like 21 days from now? Will it be the long lines? Will it be people getting angry? Will it be having to keep the polls open till 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, the night of Election Day?
Well, would that be any different than any other election?
Well, yeah. Yeah, good point. I hadn't thought of it. Sorry about that.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, some of the polls, I think, in 18 and 16 stayed open till 1 or 2 in the morning because we actually had Jackie Rosen tweeting out at 9 o'clock, get to the polls, even though they closed at, 7 or 8. She was telling people at 9 or 10 o'clock to get to the polls.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. I don't know. Is it safe to say, though, we won't know the winner of the presidential election on election night? If you were a betting lady, and I know you are, would you think that there will be an outcome?
I certainly hope so for my own mental health.
All we want to do is get on with our life, please.
Right, and this is part of the chaos. I mean, what we are witnessing here is planned chaos. The Democrat modus operandi is to operate in a continuum of chaos. We see chaos on their streets, whether it's in the violent riots, whether it's the murdering of Trump supporters in Denver or Portland, whether it's the exacerbated homeless problem, feces, needles strewn all over the streets of Democrat cities, specifically L.A. and San Francisco. The Democrats love chaos. They now have 70 lawsuits filed by Mark Elias, which are creating more chaos. They're trying to change election laws, creating more chaos. This whole mail-in ballot system is nothing but a chaotic coup, if you will, in order to seed more doubt into our electoral process, which was already wrought with doubt. I mean, Kevin, I've been talking about dirty voter rolls for 6 years, and Barbara Zagassi was basically saying, I'm crazy. Well, guess who's crazy now? I've got three of my friends that have extra ballots, one from a dead guy, and who knows who the two other ballots are of two guys. I don't know if they're alive or dead, but nonetheless, they certainly aren't at the address. So I was actually proven right through her mistake. The rolls are dirty. They have not been maintained properly. Otherwise, dead people would not be getting ballots in Nevada.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this thing plays out. I don't know. I love the new polling that's out. I don't trust it, but I love it. And the fact is that we're just going to have to wait and see, and everybody's going to have to get out and do their very level best to vote and to make sure that your vote is counted. Megan, always good to talk to you. We will